To the witch burning Saturday night.
Prudence Adams, who are you taking to the Rotary Club luncheon?
I haven't got a date yet, but I hear it's going to be quite a spread.
Well, Mayor Pennypacker, how's it look for re-election?
Great, great, great. Never looked better.
Yeah, what about the Indian vote?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not too popular with the Indians. They could lose you the election.
That's possible.
Well, they outnumber us.
Well, that's the trouble. You give them an inch and they take over.
But, Mayor, they were here before we were. We moved in on them.
So he did. Well, there's just something about them. They wear funny shoes. They don't even have buckles on them.
Be that as it may, election is Friday. You better make some gesture this week.
Like what?
Well, how about if you make a concession and pick an Indian as a running mate? You'd be sure to carry the Indian block.
What? Anything happened to me, you'd have a mayor that wasn't a Puritan. They'd probably take orders directly from Chief Powhatan.
Yeah.
Say, I got it. The big luncheon tomorrow. The one under the tree.
What about it?
We'll ask an Indian. That'll impress the rest of them.
We could even announce you're going to put one in your cabinet.
No need to go that far. Just have one to lunch.
It'll be great press.
Mayor Pennypacker comes out for equality. Justice. Vote. What a slogan. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Show him we're a regular bunch this week. Show him we're as liberal as can be. Let him know he's almost as good as we. Make a feathered friend feel fed this week. Overlook the fact he's red this week. Let him share our Quaker oats, 'cause he's useful when he votes. Take an Indian to lunch.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we tolerate? Indians, Indians, rah, rah, rah. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Let him sit right down and munch this week.
Let's give in and all do the brotherhood bit. Just make sure we don't make a habit of it. Take an Indian to dine this week. Show him we don't draw the line this week. We know everyone can't be as American as we. After all, we came over on the Mayflower. Take an Indian, not a wooden Indian, but a real life Indian to lunch.
Why don't we stop fooling ourselves?
Success. And a good time was had.
It's over, over, over. No good time. No bad times. There's no times at all. Just the New York Times. Sitting on the windowsill. There the flowers.
I don't know what's the matter with that record, but it doesn't sound right. That wasn't the right cut anyway. Why don't we put the right one on, okay? Sounds as if the needle fell out or something.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes, and this is where the as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. Playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Last 1 hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said. No, I knew she was sleeping. Aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for
supposed to happen was we were going to open with, and did, as a matter of fact, the Washington Post March, which is symbolic of two things: my departure for the Army Saturday, and also the Washington Post, whom I think deserve a little bit of recognition these days. Stan Freberg from his United States of America, and then that was to be followed by the song America, and we did get to it eventually, by Simon and Garfunkel, but it was all supposed to be nice, one sort of big radio peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But somebody put a cucumber in it. You know, really, that doesn't sound bad. I don't think there's anything you can put in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I mean anything edible, that would be bad. I'll let you think about that for a minute. In the meantime, you probably know about the Bose 901's stereo speaker system, which has received more rave reviews than any other speaker system before or since. Well, the Bose Corporation has recently come out with a new speaker system. The Bose 501, which at $124.60, is said to rival the sound of the Bose 901. The Bose 501 is a direct reflecting system featuring a 10-inch bass speaker and is worth listening to if it's realistic stereo sound reproduction you're after. Words, words, words. I really did go and try this out. I bought a pair of Bose 901s, which are the big speakers, and I was kind of surprised that the 501... for the price is really incredible. I think if you really are serious about getting a good speaker system, go to Pacific Stereo and ask to listen to the 501s. As a matter of fact, ask to listen to both the 501s and the 901s. I think for the money, the 501 is a phenomenal buy and really great quality. The only catch, it says here, is the 120% of the normal trade-in value comes to less than the selling price for the Bose 501s. That's not bad. Trade to Bose now at Pacific Stereo in Berkeley, San Francisco, San Mateo, Walnut Creek, and Mountain View. Open till 9 weekdays and until 5 Saturday and Sunday.
The glow of the setting sun was still warm against the hills of Mallorca when the pack train arrived. I felt a sense of relief, for they were nearly a day late. We had a San Miguel beer. It tasted good. Now, whenever I drink San Miguel beer, I remember the pack train on Mallorca.
San Miguel beer, a favorite of connoisseurs the world over, internationally famous.
Of course.
I'm here today right by the bay, sound of
KSFO.
Five fleets soaking San Francisco.
experts, the Datsun dealers.
All the features that maybe each of the other small cars have one or two of, we have them all.
It's nice to see a comparison sheet come out and substantiate my own judgment, you know?
Now, at your Datsun dealers, a free comparison chart, a free copy of Datsun's booklet, How to Buy a Small Car, and a free test drive.
Drive a Datsun, then decide.
See your nearest Northern California Datsun dealer today. He's your small car expert, and he's ready to help. 20 minutes past the hour. Here's a good tip. Visit your local Shell dealer this week and see the deal you can get on tires, the size and quality you want, at the price you want. Shell is having their number one tire sale of the year right now. If you've been putting off buying tires, don't wait any longer. Act now and save. Deal yourself in on Shell's number one tire sale of the year, right now at all participating Shell stations. Whew. That's the last time I'm going to try to play 10 minutes of music for you without doing commercials. Then you got to do 18 of them in a row. Hey, Kathy Gorey, you belong to a very strange organization.
Oh, yes, Rent-A-Freak.
I would like to, too, and I understand that I can participate when the occasion is right, but so far they haven't needed a freak quite of my category yet.
Yeah, but I think we'll have something coming up soon.
What has Rent-A-Freak done lately?
Oh.
First of all, what is it?
It's an organization of people. We're all really good friends, and we make people happy and create happenings, or create miracles is a better way probably to say it.
Kind of living theater thing.
Living theater, mime, and it's everything, and everything in it. It's an experience for
That's
people.
Terrific.
We create an atmosphere.
You're in the society page. In fact, you were on television the other night.
Yeah, last night on the news. I did the ACT benefit show with the rest of the freaks and me and all the other freaks down at the Crocker Citizens Bank downtown. And it's in the paper tonight. It was in the paper this morning. It was in the paper last night. So we really got it covered.
Yeah, you got a lot of good press on it.
Yeah.
Well, how does one qualify to be a freak?
You have to be able to do something unusual or have an unusual quality about you. You have to be freaky. You have to enjoy freaking people or freaking yourself.
I enjoy that.
Well,
in fact, most of the people I know, I think, really enjoy that. Do people, though, whenever you're in situations like that, you know, and you're there to freak them, I remember in Hair, there are a number of scenes in Hair where people used to really get upset in the audience because the kids would come out and, you know, ba-ga-ba-goo, and do strange things to them. They weren't ugly things.
Mm-hmm.
They were just strange and scared people.
Well, we never had anybody scared. Nobody has ever objected to anything that we've done. Sometimes they look at us a little bit askance at first, and then they join right in the spirit of things. It's wonderful the way people warm up to that.
That's great.
Everybody's looking for a freak deep down inside.
Yeah, we ought to go do that.
Why don't we?
Like at some of the other radio stations. You see, doing that at KCBS.
Cable.
There's no one there.
Oh.
Sit in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying.
Something inside has died and I
together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you.
Carole King.
First in space, Western is. First in leg space for you. First in space, Western has. Space to move coming through. First class space and coach. Spread out, spread your wings. Makes no difference how you're flying. Western gives you everything.
Anyone flying coach on Western Airlines to Minneapolis-St. Paul gets the most, because Western has the most leg space from San Francisco on the most flights. Six a day, including Hunt breakfast and gourmet champagne luncheon nonstops, and a new night coach nonstop that offers your lowest fares to the Twin City. And remember, Western is among the industry leaders in on-time performance. So make the most of your flight on Western.
Western is the only way to fly. Western is the only way to fly.
Don't miss the big 4th of July sale, now in full swing at all 12 Macy's. You'll find your favorite Macy's filled with the midsummer merchandise you want at prices designed to save you money. Luggage, outdoor furniture, indoor-outdoor carpet, sportswear, and swimsuits. All the items you need for summertime fun, plus things to brighten your home. Macy's offers big savings on draperies, sheets, and rugs. Plan now to shop tomorrow during the big 4th of July sale at all 12 Macy's.
Well, east of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, crazy moon at night. We'll live in a lovely way, dear, living on love in pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Stars, we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the moon. Just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we will keep it that way. Way up among the stars, we'll find a harmony, life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon. A harmony, life to a lovely tune. east of the sun and west of the moon. Of the sun and west of the moon. Well, up among the stars we'll find a harmony of life through a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon. And west of the moon.
Frank Sinatra in East of the Sun. Time is 6:31, KSFO in San Francisco.
You know, a beer's a beer until you've tasted Hams after Hams. Tap and regular. It's brewed natural. So listen.
There's a big beer brotherhood of Hams. You're on to something good with Hams. The more you like your beer, the more you'll like it here. Here in the big beer drinking brotherhood of Hams. When your thirst is roaring, taste the flavor soaring. Feels like pouring out another.
Theodore Ham Brewing Company, San Francisco. And it's time now to talk to Aaron Edwards, who I don't get a chance to talk to very often.
How are you, Terry?
It has nothing to do with my feeling for Aaron. It's just that the circumstances do not permit.
Right, right. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well, very well.
Good. What do we got?
Well, I have a few news stories you may not have heard yet. Legislative negotiators in Sacramento are announcing tentative agreement on an approximately $7.3 billion state budget as the state government sailed into the third straight fiscal year without a spending program on time. The State Senate Governmental Organization Committee in Sacramento is approving legislation to permit 18-year-olds to hold elective and appointive office in the state. Today, an attorney for the Black Panther leader, Huey Newton, tried unsuccessfully to include 18-year-olds in the panel of prospective jurors for Newton's manslaughter retrial. San Francisco City Assessor Joseph Tinney is assessing the market value of San Francisco property at $9.75 billion. That's $9.75 billion, and this figure is an increase of about $216 million from last year, and it might allow the first property tax cut in 8 years. Elsewhere, Secretary of State Rogers is asking news media to refrain voluntarily from publishing some parts of the secret Pentagon study of U.S. involvement in Indochina. He says that the publication of some of that material would harm the security of the United States. The Viet Cong foreign minister is calling on President Nixon to respond positively to a new 7-point communist peace proposal for Indochina. The proposal presented today in Paris calls for an immediate exchange of prisoners if the U.S. sets a deadline for withdrawal of all troops by the end of the year. I have some sports, but I think you have this first, right?
You're right.
Deposits can build up in your carburetor, and a dirty carburetor could mean trouble. But you don't have to worry about a dirty carburetor, because even if you do have a dirty one, we can help with Mobil detergent gasoline. Because the detergent in Mobil cleans your carburetor as you drive. So use Mobil detergent gasoline. It can help your car's performance.
So what else?
Well, the Giants did beat St. Louis today. It wasn't easy, but they did beat them 8-7. And again tomorrow night at Candlestick Park, the
7:40,
Giants.
7:40, the
right.
Cardinals.
That's airtime. The game doesn't get underway till 8 o'clock. That's the Giants and the Cardinals. And the L.A. Dodgers are playing tonight there at San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, I heard our old friend Jack Kearney on the radio the other day doing a commercial. And
you
I was
did?
Wondering if, yeah, here on the commercial that he was doing for somebody, you know, taped.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And I was wondering if you had heard anything from Jack lately.
No, I am sad to say that I've been very negligent. I should get in touch with Jack. I haven't been in touch with him for quite a while.
Well, he's been very, very busy. I know that. He's on a safari.
Yeah, I think he's just back from that.
Yeah, I just got back from that. I saw him on television. He's doing some commercials on, I think, Channel 36 also. He's everywhere, you know, as usual. And he looked fantastic. He had a little mustache.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now I understand he has a full beard.
Oh, wow.
So if he sneaks up on you, you may not know who it is.
Probably not.
All right. Talk to you later, Aaron.
He's just bucking for programming.
He's just what?
No, that's all right.
Right on. Okay.
If you're the driver who feels as though you spend as much time behind the wheel of a car as you do at home, the business driver who rolls up 15,000 miles or better a year, Chevrolet has a word for you. Security. The security features Chevrolet builds into the 1971 Chevrolet Impala. Power front disc brakes that are resistant to brake fade. Chevrolet's side guard beam door structure that provides protection from the side. Then there are Chevrolet's cargo guard trunk, inside hood release, energy-absorbing steering column, to name a few. And they are all standard on the 1971 Chevrolet Impala. So the next time you select a car, for business or pleasure, give a thought to the built-in security of Chevrolet. It's a thought that will prove satisfying to you. And here's an idea you can live with, too. Buckle up both your seat and shoulder belts.
Craig Hundley, and he was 15 years old when he recorded that, and his sidemen, I think, were 15 and 13, respectively. Nobody laughed when he sat down to play, and he's still playing beautifully. Craig Hundley, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Scandalous John, a man who needs breathing room, and Paco, his one-man trail gang, heading for the green pastures. Together, they ride on a crazy one-cow cattle drive to save the Old West from concrete and chrome. Scandalous John, a Western classic motion picture starring Brian Keith with Alfonso Arau. Score by Rod McEwen from Walt Disney Productions. Rated G.
Scandalous John opens Friday at the United Artists Cinema down Stonestown Shopping Center, and July 9th at Town and Country, San Jose. Stonestown. You can't. It's very hard to just say Stonestown. It's a very what would you call it? Percussive word.
Yeah, it's got a lot of onomatopoeia.
Why does everything have to be gutter talk? Where do you pick this up? I send you to a good school? No, I raise you to...
Dad,
the more you know, the more you want, Delco.
Oh, go to your room, Catherine. I'm so disappointed in you.
Mm.
You probably... Excuse me.
I'm so disappointed in you.
You probably... Oh, what a night this has been. You probably haven't worried about your car starting now that the weather isn't cold. Most people relate cold weather to stubborn starts. Well, that's just part of it. Your car, like you, doesn't like extreme temperatures. Did you know that?
I love extremes.
Cold or hot, Kathy, and hot weather is hard on a battery. You need a battery that will perform, you know what I mean?
Mm,
no matter what. I mean, no matter what the weather. And that's the Delco Energizer.
Mm.
It gives an instantaneous burst of power that can help overcome friction in your engine.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Caused in part by blistering heat. Well, maybe that's a little more than you need to know about batteries, but one thing you do want to know is that you won't be stranded in 90-degree heat just because your car won't start. Can you dig
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
Look for the red, white, and blue Delco sign. It's where to get an Energizer for your car. And that's really all you have to know about batteries. Okay?
All I have to know now is how to drive.
TWA's 747 Coach Lounge. We'd like to brag about it, but we won't, because it's just part of TWA's 707 and 747 Ambassador Service, a total door-to-door service that's one of the biggest successes in the airline business. TWA's 747 Coach Lounge and Ambassador Service, together. Nobody else gives you anything like it.
Next time you're flying across the United States, take a TWA Ambassador flight to 10 Midwest and East Coast cities. Nobody else gives you anything like it. That's the nastiest remark I've ever heard. Kathy, why don't you talk into the mouthpiece there and say hello to Freddie with me.
Hello, Freddie.
Oh, hello. And who might I be talking to?
That would be Kathy Gorey. I'm sure you don't care who belongs to the masculine voice. So why don't you and Kathy do the weather?
What's the weather, Freddie?
Well, weather-wise, it's going to be not only good tonight, tomorrow, but probably right through the long weekend.
Oh.
I'm predicting mostly clear tonight and mostly sunny tomorrow, the exception being considerable low cloudiness over in west of Twin Peaks and some low cloudiness about the bay from late tonight and into tomorrow forenoon. Otherwise, sunny tomorrow and low tonight in the 50s. Tomorrow's high from about 64 at the Ocean Beach in downtown to up as high as around 90, or nearly 90 anyway, around Walnut Creek, Martinez, and Concord area.
Oh.
Westerly winds to 12.
Then will it be hot enough for me to wear my bikini?
Yes, I'd say so.
Oh, that's good.
And, you almost took my breath away.
You really got lost, didn't you?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have mentioned my bikini.
Bikini, where was I? What have you got for us?
Well, I was thinking, the most inflammable kind of wood is a chip on the shoulder.
Absolutely.
Oh.
That's a very nice thought.
Are
you trying to start a fight?
No.
Okay. All right, Fred, thank you for calling. I don't know if anyone's told you, but I'm going away for 2 weeks.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, well, I am. I'm going to Army summer camp.
Oh, good.
Well, that's all depends on whether or not you're an officer. I don't happen to be one, so it's not too cool.
No,
it'll be a good time, I guess, you know.
Yes.
But anyway, I won't be here for 2 weeks. Dick McGarvin will be starting Monday, okay?
Okay, I'll be talking to Dick, and in the meantime, make the best of it.
I will, Fred. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the time when blazing summer heat accompanies you on every auto trip, along with dust and dirt, humidity, and exhaust odors. This is the time, the right time, to have Sears Auto Air Conditioning installed in your car. The performance of factory air conditioning, but with Sears Economy. Sears Auto Air Conditioning, comparable to the features, styles, and performance of factory air, but at Sears prices.
This week, save over $42 on air conditioners on sale, as low as $177.88 plus installation at all Sears Automotive Centers. Nick Dandy will return in about 2 or 3 minutes from right now.
not for you. The winter would hold no spring. You couldn't hear a robin sing. I just wouldn't have a clue. If not for you. If not for you.
Olivia Newton-John is her name.
Is it really? Well, I'm really...
Olivia Newton-John and Bob Dylan's If Not For You. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock, I want to play something for you by a guy who you may or may not be aware of. He's an incredible talent, and I saw him last night at the Berklee Community Theater. His name is Taj Mahal. But before that or anything else, Nick Dandy, private DJ.
Honey, you want some coffee?
Okay.
Stay there. I'll bring it out.
Well, this isn't continental. Reading a Sunday paper and drinking our morning coffee on the terrace?
Yeah, you ignore all the junk out here.
Well, put some of that coffee in me and I just might get up the energy to put some of the stuff away.
Now and then you actually have time to sit down and enjoy a good hot cup of coffee. You can sip it and let its warmth and goodness seep into you. These are the moments MJB is made for. We know MJB is going to give you a rich, consistently satisfying cup of coffee. We take extra care with MJB because we think a good cup of coffee is too important a thing to leave to chance. MJB, the coffee that never disappoints.
If we get up early, we could do this every morning.
Really? How about 6 o'clock tomorrow?
Forget it.
MJB, there's a lot of care in every cup.
Neffelman's Laboratories, creators of Roll Bar, that artificially sweetened candy bar for quick energy, now 100% thick with sugar, presents Nick Dandy, private DJ.
This is my city. It's where I grew up. And it's where I work today. It's also where I play. I play at a lot of things. Sometimes it's for fun. Sometime it's for keeps. Maybe tonight I'll play one for you.
We'll return with Nick Dandy and tonight's episode, The Girl Scout Cookie Caper, right after this word.
Columbus Savings and Loan Association presents Glenn Yarbrough.
Hear the song of the seagulls over the ocean waves. And you can't give up the life of the sea.
Japanese fishermen chant this song as they draw in their nets. The rhythm brings their work into harmony. Not long ago, Columbus Savings decided to find additional ways of working in harmony with customers and the community. Since then, they've led with many extra services, making life a little easier, a little richer. But I've found the nicest extras of all are the friendly people at Columbus. Columbus Savings shows more interest in you and in the money you invest.
Columbus Savings is still offering the highest interest rates on $5,000 minimum term certificates. By investing now, you can earn a full 6% interest, guaranteed from 2 years to 10 years, and federally insured. Visit Columbus Savings today, 10 offices throughout the Bay Area.
Hi, my name is Nick Dandy. I'm a private DJ. It's not an easy job, but somebody's got to do it. My studios occupy the penthouse floor of the internationally famous Benderdorf Hotel, 1000 Howard. A great place to work. It was about 6:52 on a Thursday evening. I'd just done a salute to Pinky Tomlin. Put on one of Pinky's great discs, object of my affection. Suddenly, my private personal phone began to flash. That had to be Chelsea, my privately personal secretary. Her legs went all the way to the floor. Yes, Chelsea? What is it?
Hi, you disc-dishing dude.
What?
Hi, you disc-dishing dude.
Looks good in print. Doesn't quite work when you say it. Skip the snappy patter, Chelsea. You'll never make a DJ. You're not glib enough.
Well, I could gain weight.
Huh?
There's someone out here to see you, boss.
Who is it?
A Girl Scout boss. She's selling cookies.
Cookies, huh? Send her in, Chelsea.
In a moment, the Girl Scout appeared at the announce booth door. I told her to come in. She seemed honest to me. Looked to be about maybe 12 years old. But she carried her age well. In her right hand, she held a stack of cookie boxes. Seemingly harmless, still I couldn't help but feel a burning in the pit of my stomach. Something kept repeating. I should never have had that pepperoni and blueberry pizza for lunch. I told her to sit down. What can I do for you, kid?
Want to buy some Girl Scout cookies, Mr. Dandy?
Sure, kid. How much?
50 cents a box, and they're fresh.
Great. I love fresh cookies. But look, kid, I'm a little short.
I'll say. You sure sound taller on the radio.
I mean on cash. I'll tell you what. I'll trade you one box of cookies for one of my personally autographed publicity pictures. And a free Snooky Lanson album. Huh? What do you think, kid? The kid thought a while. I could see she was sort of an old horse trader from way back. She knew what kind of a deal she was getting.
Okay.
Swell, where are the cookies?
Here, help yourself.
Oh, wow, look at these peanut clusters and chocolate chips. Oh, I love them. Boy, they're... Ah! Wait a minute. Something was wrong. I could feel myself going under, getting heavier and heavier. And I was already pretty heavy to begin with. Then I knew it was the cookies. Oh, in a few minutes, I'd be filling out that big program log in the sky. Through the slowly clearing mist, I looked out at the Girl Scout. She was laughing.
I got you now, you golden oldie gendarme. You're finished. Kaput.
So I might have known it would be you. And to think that I let that uniform fool me. Those aren't brownie buttons you're wearing. They're little round egg noodles. Egg noodles that can be gotten only at one place. Fujiyama's Chinese Takeouts. You're no Girl Scout. You're Gladys Yoderman, short order cook at Fujiyama's Chinese Takeouts. And an incurable Engelbert Humperdinck. I can't even say it.
Engelbert Humperdinck!
Freak. With my last ounce of strength, I pushed the turntable button. Immediately, my secret weapon went into action.
What her name?
From ecstasy, I had finally found Gladys Yoderman's Achilles heel. It happened when her shoes fell off. She was no longer a threat.
Gee, boss, how did you know the Girl Scout was really Gladys?
That's simple, Chelsea. Firstly, there's no Y in the word Mississippi. Secondly, nobody's tongue is that long. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
No, I know why they call you Nick Dandy.
Why?
Because it's your name.
What a weird broad.
We at Chevrolet call Chevelle a lot of car. Because we put a lot of things into it. Full coil suspension, for one. Tough on bumps, easy on you. A rugged steel beam built into each door for added protection. Inner fenders that help keep corrosives away from the outer fenders. That's three things. We build in more, a lot more. We said Chevelle is a lot of car. And you said so, too, by making it America's favorite midsize car.
This is Taj Mahal.
And his lover was a big old man. He was a farming man. Never spent much time worried about the people in the big, big city. 'Cause all he didn't know about was the cows and the chickens, the pigs and the horses and the sheep and the goats and the ducks that fly. Sat on a hillside playing his guitar, watching the whole thing come down in harmony. Well, Annie's lover was a big old man. He was an African man. He walked around and looked and saw everything that his eyes to see. Cause all he did know about was the cows and the chickens, the pigs and the horses and the sheep and the goats and the trees and the water and the fields and the mountains and the blue skies and the big clouds and the ducks that fly. He sat on the hillside playing his guitar, watching the whole thing come down in harmony. Hey, shabba-dooba-dooby-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, rooty-dooty-doo-doo-da. Oh, and his lover was a big old man. He was a farming man. Never spend much time worried about the people in the big, big, big city. Cause all he did know about was the cows and the chickens, the pigs and the horses and the sheep and the goats and the big, big mountains and the blue skies and the water and the...
I love that. I'll show you where my head is. I don't know. Just such, it's so basic. It's just nice and easy. That's Taj Mahal, who was... Spellbinding last night at the Berklee Community Theater, and Annie's Lover. 7 o'clock.
Give me the blue of a peaceful mountain stream. If you like the way it is, you like the way it's gonna be.
The beginning. Tahoe Donner. Just 16 miles from Lake Tahoe, 2 miles from Donner Lake. A good place to buy land and build a recreation home. But before you do, you'll have to make some promises about helping to preserve the wildlife.
Show me a meadow where I can sit and dream. If you like the way it is, you like the way it's gonna be.
Tahoe Donner, resort living for all seasons.
If you like the way it is, you like the way it's gonna be.
Like a full-color brochure and nature guide? Just send a card to Tahoe Donner, Box 1978, San Leandro.
This is KSFO News, presented by Renault. Test drive a Renault at your nearest dealers and find out what road love is all about. Strikes by at least 70,000 workers in western states are shutting down Pacific Coast ports, crippling the copper industry, and curtailing big construction projects as organized labor moves for higher pay. Prospects for quick settlement of the major disputes are dim, with little or no action being taken for resumption of the peace talks. 15,000 members of the International Longshoremen's and Warehousemen's Union in California, Oregon, and Washington are involved in the first strike by the ILWU since 1948, when the rank and file stayed off the job at that time for 100 days. 6,000 union painters are refusing to work upon expiration of their contract. 1,000 sheet metal workers are out, slowing down the work on major skyscrapers going up here in downtown San Francisco. 3,000 carpenters and tunnel workers are off the job, but they're not picketing at the big construction projects. The walkouts are keeping thousands of other union workers off the job because they are refusing to cross the picket lines. At Mill Valley, half the city's 80 non-police civil servants are on strike there because the city council refuses to negotiate with them. At Richmond, 400 employees at the Safeway store's grocery warehouse walked off the job after two Teamster union members were fired for insubordination. At Oakland Metropolitan Airport, 200 public employees are striking for higher pay, but operations at the airport are continuing. And one of the smallest strikes is affecting a large number of people. That's the work refusal of 52 drivers of buses between downtown San Francisco and the airport. Bob Holmes has that story.
The downtown airline terminal building is practically deserted except for airline personnel behind the ticket counters as the airport bus strike continues, but air travel itself has not been affected. I talked with several different airlines in the terminal, each echoing this comment from Lauren McClure of United Airlines.
We are still doing ticketing and taking care of the public for reservations. The only difficulty is getting the people to the airport, which they normally would do on their own anyway. Greyhound bus is available at 7th and Market Streets every 20 minutes, as are cabs in front of the building.
The House Commerce Committee has voted to cite CBS and its president, Dr. Frank Stanton, for contempt of Congress unless they turn over all material, both used and unused, for the controversial documentary, The Selling of the President. Dr. Stanton says the vote is a threat to broadcast journalism.
This action is in disappointing contrast to the Supreme Court's ringing reaffirmation yesterday of the function of journalism in a free society. If broadcasters must submit to government surveillance of news judgment, broadcast journalism can never perform the independent and robust role which the Constitution intended for the American press in preserving freedom.
Today is the first day the mail is operating under the new Postal Service, a government-owned corporation. The acting director of operations for the San Francisco area, Bert Seymour, says that things will be different, mainly because politics is being removed from the top, but they will keep one old operating procedure.
Zip coding does the greatest job in the world for us. With the zip code on a letter, we can use newly recruited people who have not had the chance to learn our scheme. They can throw mail, place it to its destination by the zip code. And it's a good thing we have it, or else we'd be in a lot bigger mess.
In Sacramento, a special legislative committee reports reaching a tentative agreement on a strike on a state budget of around $7.33 billion. The legislature is expected to vote on the compromise budget tomorrow, and it'll take effect after it wins a two-thirds approval in each house and is approved by the governor. At Napa, a Berkeley criminologist is testifying that microscopic paint samples found in the home of Walter Williams matched those found on the duffel bag covering murdered co-ed Linda Keynes. And Dr. Timothy Leary, the apostle of drug usage who escaped jail in San Luis Obispo last September, is reported arrested in Switzerland. Steps are being taken for his extradition to California. More news in just a minute.
Most people will agree that gas tanks are pretty boring, because there just aren't many things you can do with a gas tank except fill it. Well, in the Renault 10, we have a gas tank pretty much like gas tanks in other cars. It empties automatically while you drive, which isn't something we cleverly planned. What we did plan is for our gas tank to empty very slowly. Now, the amount of slowness that the tank empties is called mileage. The Renault 10 holds 10 gallons and will take you about 350 miles. Or another way to say it is up to 35 miles to a gallon. That's very slow emptying of the gas tank, or good mileage. So while gas tanks are usually boring, the Renault 10's gas tank is kind of exciting, if you're easily excited.
For a test drive in a Renault, visit Priola Motors, 4900 Mission Street in San Francisco, or Stith Chevrolet Oldsmobile. They're at 1250 East Monta Vista Avenue in Vacaville. KSFO Sports reports the Giants edged the St. Louis Cards today 8-7. Again tomorrow, a night game at Candlestick Park, the Giants and the Cardinals. The game begins at 8 o'clock, airtime 7:40 tomorrow night. Stan Smith of Pasadena took Tom Gorman in straight sets today to advance to the men's singles finals at the Wimbledon Tennis Tournament in England. And in Sacramento, the Assembly Commerce and Public Utilities Committee is approving a plan to provide a disability insurance and a pension plan for professional boxers. The weatherman calls for fair skies through Saturday, except for the usual fog along the coast extending inland tomorrow morning. And that's KSFO News, presented by Renault. For your nearest dealer, see the yellow pages and test drive a Renault. Aaron Edwards reporting. KSFO News is everywhere. And now, this special report from Mike Powell.
And we're currently exploring the seemingly astonishing concept of starting a new bank, of all things. But it's not really so astonishing if that fundamental old precept of American business, find a need and fill it, really holds water. And of course, it does. Which is why the First Enterprise Bank of Oakland, first minority-oriented bank in this part of the state, will be opening its doors to the public in September. This is one of the men who put it together, the pride and joy of KSFO News, our own Lloyd Edwards.
If you're going to make any strides at all, you have to get into the economic mainstream of things, and this is the very first step. In other words, especially within the minority community, the people have to stop being consumers and become producers, and especially in the economic picture, and this is how you start off, one of the big reasons.
I've said this many times about banks. Banking is extremely unique, and bankers finally are beginning to realize that they have a real responsibility to the community.
That's Bob Steiner, Robert W. Steiner, President and Chief Executive Officer of First Enterprise, and when it comes to banking, he knows whereof he speaks. He's been in it for 18 years.
And bankers finally are beginning to realize that they have a real responsibility to the community, because even in the top professions, such as medicine or law, I think it's safe to say that we all look at a lawyer when he hangs up his shingle as a shyster until he saves our life on a murder rap, or a doctor as a quack until he saves our child from some terrible disease. But banks aren't like that. Once you get that license, you are immediately accepted until you do something that breaches that acceptance.